Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Kieran. Can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done, sweetheart.
It's quite sweet, actually.
That was very efficient, weren't they? They seem nice.
Hello, here's our attempt at the intro. We thought this would be a good one for Rob to guess as where we are from.
I think she's from Britain and the daughter, I think they has moved to Canada and the child is half English, half Canadian.
When you said Britain, you were correct, but also I got really excited because you were the first three letters were correct.
Correct. Brighton.
Oh, Bristol.
But why does the daughter sound like that?
I now live in sunny Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh, okay. North America.
Kieran, who has a Southern American accent. Thank you for the amazing podcast. Listen to every episode and always helps me feel close to home. Lauren Rosario. I bet Rosario's because she's married to an American. That's an American name, isn't it?
I've got no idea, Josh, but they treated that like homework.
Yes.
It's time that you let me and the listeners know about your holiday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you know what? Because I don't want to be a stiff neck, Rob.
Go on.
But I thought I'd
start... You're going to do this topless.
I'd start with a reading from a book.
Okay. Is he all right, Michael?
Okay. I'm going to start with a reading from a book.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That I think really sums it up.
The holiday, yeah?
Yeah. Page 191.
Okay.
This is from Parenting How.
Okay.
Rob Beckett. On holidays. Don't bother until your youngest is at least 4 years old. End of chapter.
Yes, that's one of my greatest quotes. I stand by that.
Do you know how often I thought about that quote in the last week, Rob?
So, are you saying I was wrong or did you agree?
Oh, Rob. You know, you play the fool, but you're not, are you?
You've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were cocky.
Yep.
I would say we said a lot of stuff like, God, because he watches a lot of TV at home, Rob, I'll admit it.
Okay.
And we bought him an iPad, as we discussed, and we were like, God, do you remember last year when we had to like keep entertaining him on the plane? This year, just pop the old iPad out. It's going to be fucking piece of piss, mate.
Nope.
Because... The thing is, Rob, oh, and actually, while we're still in Blighty, let me talk to you about the 2 days leading up to the event, because I think when Rose comes on here again, she'll want to dispute this. She put 2 days aside for packing, Rob.
2 days?
2 days. 2 days aside for packing.
Okay. I'd say it's a fair amount. When you've got kids on holiday, a day to get the stuff you need and then a day to pack it. But for 2 entire days, is this?
Well, not. She just said she didn't want to be rushed on it. So
I think that's a good decision, though. You don't want to do any longer than 2 days.
Yeah. And she repeatedly said to me, it's all right for you. You don't have to pack for the kids. Overlooking the fact she's been stressed about packing on every holiday we've gone since we got together 10 years ago.
Do you know what I mean? Without kids, she'll be stressed.
Even without kids, yeah.
What stresses her about it? Is she an outfit every day?
The fear that she's going to forget the toothpaste, get to Greece, and there will just be no toothpaste in Greece.
Yeah, because they're known for that. It's actually against their culture and religion to brush their teeth in Greece. Yeah. But it's actually banned.
And if you don't bring a sun hat, there's just nowhere sourcing one at a resort.
And if you forget your swimming trunks,
yeah,
no chance, you know.
No chance.
If you don't pack those biscuits, there will not be biscuits.
There won't be biscuits. I did my packing. I don't know if it helped the situation. I packed in 25 minutes.
Yeah, but your clothes are quite small, aren't they? Quite easy to pop them in a bag.
So all you got to do is get 7 of everything. It's a piece of fucking piss. I can count to 7. 7 pants. 7 pairs of socks.
You only do 7 pants. What if you have a sweaty day? And you're going out in the evening.
Let me tell you something, Rob. I'm going commando for the day because of the swim shorts.
Right.
So if anything, those pants aren't getting a full run out.
True, correct. And socks. You don't need socks.
It's only socks, really, Rob. I came back with two pairs of socks, still in the ball, straight back in the drawer.
Right, so,
I love packing. I love it. And I love fitting all the stuff in and it feels snug. I said to Rose, and she said, this was weird.
You're a strange little man, are you?
Yeah, well, wait for this. I said to Rose, I would love to be a pair of socks in a suitcase. I'd absolutely love it.
Where do you put them in the shoes, the socks?
No, I tuck them into the little hole. I do the big items and then I tuck the whole socks in the little holes and they're so snug. It looks like... I said to Rose when we got there first night, and I was like, do you know what I'm going to think about while we go to sleep? I'm going to imagine that I'm a pair of socks in a suitcase. And I was out like a bloody light.
Is that your dirty talk? Dirty socks. I think, though, in Lou and Rose's and most other people's defence, one packing for kids is a nightmare. But also on top of that, we travel so much. So we are used to packing an overnight bag or 4 or 5 nights away, where most people don't go away that much. So we've become like George Clooney in Up in the Air. Have you seen that film?
Yeah, I love that film.
You love the suitcase packing. That's what you loved.
Yeah, exactly. Cozy as hell.
So cozy. A pair of socks. So did you actually think about being socks in a suitcase when you went to sleep?
For about the 30 seconds before I was out like a light, mate.
Great.
Try it.
Great technique.
Try it.
I'm sleeping on my back now.
Are you?
Well, because we moved, and apologies, it's still a bit echoey in my office. The soundproofing stuff's coming. I've had to take down my coat I put on a light. I've had to take that down because I turned the lights on, and after 10 minutes, I could smell burning, and I turned around, and my coat was on fire. Because you shouldn't put coats on light.
Why didn't that happen mid-podcast? Read it and fuck. That is the greatest regret I will always have.
You can see that burn there.
Oh, my word.
No.
Oh, Rob. Oh, no.
You can still wear it.
What's that? Oh, yeah. It didn't go through. Also, if it did go through, well, a lovely little story at the pub. If it's not kicking on. Maybe we're there. We're not drinking. We've just had a coffee. And I go, tell you what, this is that coat, that bird. Look at the back. Nearly went through. Yeah. Didn't.
Oh, that's nice. So why are you sleeping on your back?
So, because I'm so tired.
Are you pregnant?
No, because, right, so I'm doing, at the moment, I'm doing, because I've got a lot of office space work, I'm doing a school run. So I leave the house, take the kids to school. It takes half an hour. Me and Lou are quite chilled about that. Lou has been worried about it for about a year. It's absolutely fine. As anything, anticipation worse than participation. Yeah. And then I've been going straight to the office and then getting home. And then when I get home, there's normally something to build or unpack. So like, I did a sofa bed last night with Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Really does test the relationship, doesn't it? Building a sofa bed for my parents to come and stay.
Oh, so there's not even anything for Lou at the end of it that she wants. It's like when they're, you know, like when a prisoner's made to dig their own grave. That's a similar situation.
No, because when my parents come and stay, it's normally for babysitting. So it's a very useful service they provide. And I've bought them a brand new sofa bed that they can use. And then it's also a nice room for the kids to spend time in. Because the key with the spare room in your house is make it nice, but not too nice, because you don't want them there forever.
I would say our spare room, Rose's mum, Sam, who I'm not saying that has happened, but it's now called Sam's room.
Yeah, the girls call it Nanny and Granddad's room.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they've not even stayed in it yet. But I've been so tired because I've sort of been up early doing the school run and then out all day, then come home and do something till about 10 or 11. I've just been laying down like that, just on my back, just shut my eyes and then I shut my eyes and I wake up and it's 6:30 a.m. again and I'm up.
Oh.
I think I just get up at 6:30 a.m. now. I've given up on having a lion.
Well, do you know what? Because we've had a bedtime wake-up time thing, because obviously we've come back from Greece and it's 2 hours difference.
Yes.
So Rose's friend was out there, coincidentally, with her husband. And he was, still is, I imagine, it's only 5 days ago, ripped. He looks fucking incredible.
Oh, that's horrible, isn't it? When your wife's friend's husband's ripped.
No, he was a very nice man, but yeah,
it made me hate my own body. But, and you said, oh, just fucking hell, mate, give me a chance.
Yeah, he was incredibly ripped.
Yeah.
And it turned out he was getting up at 6 a.m. every morning to do, what's that thing Joel Dommett does?
Oh, CrossFit.
CrossFit. So he got up at 6 a.m. every morning to do CrossFit.
And it pays off.
And so we were like, when we get home, we can just do, because we each go to the gym once a week.
Yeah.
Rose goes twice to personal trainer. I go once. All I need to do is get up two mornings a week and do the gym.
Yeah.
At 6 a.m. That's all I need to do. Then I'm going three times a week.
And that's a mate. That's
great.
You're a gym guy now.
Yeah.
You don't go once a week. You are in the gym. I'm in the gym three times a week. I'm a gym guy.
So Rose says, day one, and bear in mind, we're on Greek time here. So our 6 a.m. is 8 a.m.
Are you talking about me?
She said she can hear me talking about her. Hello?
Shouldn't she be unpacking?
She was very tired, she wants to say. She's going to the gym later today. She said she was getting up for the gym at 6 a.m, which was 8 a.m. Greek time, which was the time we were living on. 6 a.m. comes, Rose doesn't get up. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
The kids get up.
Yeah.
I get up.
Yeah.
Rose gets up at 7:30.
So it was Rose was supposed to be going to the gym at 6 a.m. with the really fit guy.
No, not with the really fit guy.
So is this back home?
Back home.
Back home, right. And so the first day of the 6 a.m. gym club.
Yeah.
You get up with the kids and Rose sleeps till 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, but, you know, there's more opportunities.
But do you know what, Rob? Because I'm so zen these days.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly zen. I found it funny, whereas previously I'd have been fucking livid.
Well, why would you have been livid?
Because I was angry at the world, Rob.
No, but like, okay. Yeah, that's...
Because I blamed everyone else for my own issues.
That'll be it.
And I had no inner peace. That's some of the reasons.
Yeah. You hated yourself, but you blamed everyone else for it.
I hated myself, but I blamed everyone else. Yeah, that was the reason.
And it was just moving targets of people to blame. And that day
exactly,
would have been Rose
exactly.
Didn't go to the gym. It had no impact on you.
Unfortunately for Rose, she was in the crosshairs quite a lot because I live with her.
Look, unfortunately, she was not in the CrossFit gym at 6 a.m, just in the crosshairs.
Anyway, we digress. So we get the flight. He does not want to sit down for the flight.
Right.
My two-year-old. He doesn't want to sit down for that. I've written notes here because I thought rather than give you the whole holiday, I'll just give you the first day.
Okay.
I think that's an easier way.
I got some quite panic texts off you.
Yeah, you got one from Rose saying the holiday was ruined, I seem to remember.
Yeah, that was on day one.
Yeah, it did pick up. So I won't tell you about when it picked up. I'll just tell you about the first day.
T-Rock doesn't want to watch an iPad. They want to walk up and down the plane and grab.
Totally, Rob.
Did he have his own seat or now? Or was he still on your lap?
Yes, which he didn't want to sit in. So, oh yeah. And let's add this to the plane journey, Rob. Our plane got moved to an earlier time.
Right.
Meaning we had to get up to get the plane at 3 a.m.
So what time was the flight before?
Like a couple of hours later, we were getting a taxi from home at 3:30.
Who did you fly with?
Your friend's BA.
Absolutely fucking classic. Isn't it?
Who, to be fair, were very nice to me, but...
Well, they were. They fucking moved your flight out forward 2 hours.
Yeah. On the plane, I've just written the next note is plane. He just wouldn't stop moving around, Rob. He was just too excited. And so... And this was to become my kind of... Basically... My holiday, particularly during meal times.
Mm.
Meal times is the key one.
And that's probably the best bit of the holiday in a way, isn't it? That relaxing.
Well, no, it's not.
No, but
that was the worst bit.
For a good holiday. For a holiday people enjoy.
Yeah, and it's not his fault because he doesn't want to sit there for a fucking two-course or three-course meal.
No.
Why would he?
Your daughter, is she on the iPad?
Yeah, so she'd sit there for a bit, but obviously when he's getting up and running around, it's difficult for her not to want to join him.
Yeah. But also, she's old enough, she can wander around and play on the sand.
Exactly.
Or play with the other kids.
With him, he's just off. And this is the same with the plane. You don't watch Succession, do you? But there's a character in Succession that's... who's like the kind of the minder of Logan and then latterly Kendall Roy. And he's just always walking 3 or 4 yards behind them.
Yeah.
And that's basically the role I had with my son. He, wherever he went, I'm just 3 or 4 yards behind him watching him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he just wants to go. And then throughout the holiday, he just got faster and faster. And so he's just running everywhere. And people were commenting on how fast it is. Like, he's fast. And he's just running and running and running like Forrest Gump. It was unbelievable. The moment he finished his food, because when we're at home, he'll finish his food and then he'll go off, right? But it doesn't matter because he's in our house. He'll just go into the other room and play with something or watch something. And you know he's safe.
Yeah.
But here, suddenly you're wild.
There's danger everywhere.
Danger everywhere.
The sea, swimming pools, playgrounds.
And he became obsessed with the shop. He just wanted to go to the shop all the time. And he seemed to, wherever we were, he seemed to know the route to the shop.
Also, hotel shops are so expensive. Hotel shops are like the cost of living crisis all the time. You know, it's like all the time that price, even when inflation goes down.
We had to buy, my daughter wanted to buy presents for 12 friends.
Okay.
I spent over 100 euros.
What? No, that you have to say no.
Yes, I know.
That's too much. Or buy a bag of sweets and give her a lolly each from holiday.
But Rob, the thing with it was, the other option was she wanted to collect specific shells and stones on the beach with them. It was my last day. I just wanted some time to myself, Rob.
So you said, let's not collect shells for your friends and go
to the
shop.
She collected some shells. There wasn't enough shell. It was going to be a day-long project.
Right.
Let's just get them those things where they snap on the wrist when you whack them on. At 5 euros a pop.
You got a load of wrist slappers for the kids.
Got a load of wrist slappers. Job done.
Just some landfill. Just some plastic landfill.
Just some plastic landfill. Now, let me sit. Oh, by the way, this is embarrassing. I took 5 books. Who the fuck do I think I am?
Did you read any of them?
I read 2 in the evening. They were short. I started with the short ones.
2 books. That's impressive. Away for a week.
Well, he was in crash 10 till 1.
Oh, so you got 3 hours a day in the kids club.
Yeah, where he's in crash. And then, so he was in 10 to 1. My daughter wasn't that into it. But then you've got me, Rose, and her mum, and my daughter.
Yeah, and that, can just play on the beach. That's what I'm saying. Over 5, it's, you can read and relax.
Yeah. And then also, this is some good reading time. He'd go for his nap and we had like a sun lounger out the front of our room.
So someone could, how long was he napping for?
Well, day one, he napped for 2.5 hours. I shouldn't have done that because then he didn't get to sleep till 11 p.m.
So basically, you're not actually looking after him for 5 hours a day.
Well, I was, because then he was up till 5 really late. So he wasn't doing 2.5 hours after that. I'll tell you that for free. That was what you would describe as a huge mistake.
Actually, the daytimes were the best part because you got the morning where he's in the creche and then you get a little bit of the nap, but then it was the evening meal was just a bit of a write-off.
Every meal, lunchtime and evening, breakfast, lunchtime and evening. I genuinely, there was meals where I think I sat down for between 10 and 15 minutes max for the whole meal.
They just wonder, as soon as they've eaten, they just want to walk or wander around.
And it's fine if they're just going for a walk. The first day, it was very frustrating because your whole perception of what's going to happen is collapsing.
That, honestly, is... That's the one thing I try and tell everyone with kids is like, I know it sounds mental that you're not allowed to have holiday until your youngest is 4 years old. You're better off saving your money. I'm not saying you can't go anywhere or do anything, but go maybe for a cheaper, a caravan, static caravans are really good down in like Hampshire and stuff like that, or something that's on the beach in the UK for a couple of nights here and there, and treat it like, oh, do something fun with the kids. And you're better off if you do have anyone that can look after them. Let them look after them for a couple of nights and get in a quick mini break abroad or something where you'll have more relaxing time in 2 days than you will in a week with kids.
Yeah, well, exactly. But my daughter had a lovely time. She was perfect age for it. To be fair, he had a lovely time. He had a fucking brilliant time. He loved the creche. He loved running around. Yeah. He loved the beach. He had a fucking brilliant time. But as I said to Rose, it's a shame that he's having such a good time and he's the only one who's not going to remember it.
Yes.
This is wasted on him.
So who's doing the main legwork of you just spitting it with... I suppose her mum's there as well. Could she help a bit as well?
For the meal?
For when he's just running around.
It's just relay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, tagging in and out.
But that's day one, you're disappointed. Day 2 and 3... It's fine because you're just like, you've been to the resort I went to, you know, that harbour area.
Yeah.
You're just running around. It's a very nice area.
Yeah.
So you're just going, well, this is all right. I'm just walking around of a nice evening around a harbour chasing a 2-year-old.
Hold a little drink. You're not drinking anyway.
Wasn't drinking anyway. So I didn't, wasn't
missing out. You didn't drink on the holiday at all either.
No, no.
That's impressive because the holiday beer is my probably favourite beer.
Is it?
Yeah. When you first get there and sit down at like a little cafe or bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good if you're still not, you know, not doing it.
So that was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough. There was a point, and I'd say Rose spoke for the whole holiday, where on the first meal, she said the words, "This is a living hell."
It's because the truth
is because of the expectation.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's like, because what you do is you work your nuts off. And I think this bleeds into a bigger point where it's like, all year you go, it'll be fine though, because I'm going to Greece for 2 weeks or a week or Spain for a week in August and thingy. It doesn't matter that I'm exhausted and fed up and stressed now because I'll be going there. And people pin too much hope on this holiday.
Totally,
and holidays are relaxing and fun because you're not in your house. You're not reminded.
You need to find a balance in your life. So Rose constantly points this out to me that I'll go, don't worry, I've got 2 weeks off. And then when something happens, like you get COVID at Christmas.
Yeah.
You're like, but I've been 3 months staking my time on this.
Yeah, exactly. And then it builds up to too much and there's too much pressure on it.
You need an eight.
Yes.
All the time rather than tens and ones.
Because the way I used to work was be it like one or two of sort of enjoyment and happiness going, but don't worry because I'm doing that and I'm going to get that money in and then we can go there. And then when I go there, it'll be 10.
Yeah.
And it's too much. Well, we spoke about it last week.
You feel too sad at the end of it.
Yeah, because you're sad.
Like the hot bod couple.
Yeah. Are they both got hot bods?
He's got...
This is a tough question for you, isn't it?
There's no way of answering that, so I'm going to
You can't comment on your wife's
you
friend's body.
Even if
it's good or
there's
otherwise.
No exactly.
There is no winners here. You just have to say, no comment.
No comment. So...
Because you go, she's like, oh, yeah, really good body.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, her body's great, actually, yeah. Been meaning to tell Rose how great her body.
Let's not go into it.
I want to go into it, but obviously...
How about this? Yeah. She's beautiful, but not nearly as beautiful as Rose.
Oh, I don't know. I think you should have said no comment, actually.
All right, I'll go with no comment. I'll go with no comment.
That was mental, that one. That was the worst thing you could have done, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
I think for everyone involved, it's just a no comment. It's the best way, isn't it?
Anyway, we were there on their final night.
Oh, they passed away? They went home before you then?
Yeah. And you know, like the last day of holiday, you could feel it in the air. Do you know what I mean? I felt sad for them. Well, so that's why you can't stake too much on holiday. I lived when I moved to London. I lived with a couple and they were into doing a big holiday a year, but they just started jobs. So basically for 50 weeks a year, they were drinking tap water every night. They were batch cooking. They were not going out.
Yeah.
You're only living for 2 weeks a year.
Yeah.
You can't consolidate all of your happiness into 2 weeks a year. Do you know what I mean? I know that's easy for me to say also because I love my job. Do you know what I mean? So that's an easy thing to say.
Do you love it, all of it?
So anyway, the holiday.
No, but I used to do a job I really didn't like. And I remember once coming home from a holiday and I was so sad because it was basically you go on holiday and you sort of block it all out, don't you? Like,
yeah,
that's not my job anymore. And you're like, oh, this time. And people say, oh, this time, what would you be doing now? I'd be doing, and you have to highlight, to go, no, because I'll be doing that because I hate that. And you sort of get a bit of like a buzz off saying how much you hate it. And then I remember landing and I can't remember what job it was, but I really didn't like it. And I can still close my eyes, remember when the wheels touched the ground on the plane, I looked out the door, I was just like, fuck this. And I went immediately to like 1 out of 10 happiness.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh man. It's the worst. I remember when I had a job that I really didn't like. And I remember vividly knowing that I had like 17 days off at Christmas. And then I just remember I couldn't believe it when I was going back into work. And I was like, but that was all that was driving me on.
Yeah.
That was all I had. Now that's gone.
Yeah, if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life. That's
exactly.
The same, isn't it?
And the problem is I love what I do, so I put too much in because I want to do so much of it, and then I don't enjoy any of it.
Yeah, I think you're the kind of person that will always tie yourself up in a knot where you're not enjoying it again somehow, but then you have to draw yourself out of it.
I'm enjoying it at the moment, Rob. I'm enjoying life at the moment, and it's making bad podcasts, but who cares? I'm happy.
I think it's probably pretty solid. I'm enjoying the holiday. I wouldn't, my takeaway wouldn't be from this, Josh is in total bliss all the time now. He runs our flight at 3:30 a.m. he won't sit in his seat. But yeah, I don't think you need to worry about that, Josh.
So ahead of the success of the crash was day one.
Yeah.
So my daughter was going into kids club. My son was going into the crash. We dropped him off at 10. They said, we'll text you if there's, you know, any issue.
Sure.
Aside, if I had to say the job I'd like the least at a resort, it would be in that crash room. It looked like a living hell. The kind of the music you'd associate with two-year-olds played so loudly.
Do you know what's worse than a two-year-old? Is somebody else's two-year-old.
Yeah. And just loads of them. And all of them are like, what the fuck am I doing in here? Where is my mum? I don't know who you are.
Why have you got a straight? Why is your voice strange to what I'm used to? I can't speak Greek. What's going on?
Anyway, my daughter then hurt her toe, so we couldn't drop her into kids club until she'd sorted that out. We took her up, got a plaster on her toe, dropped her in at 10 past 11. I turn to Rose and I say, "We've got 1:50 now until 1 o'clock. Let's just enjoy it. Sit on the sun lounger." 11:15, text from the crash. You need to come and pick him up. We'd had 5 minutes of kid-free morning.
What's wrong? He just wasn't having it.
Yeah, but then he had it for the rest of the days. So that was when Rose
sent me a text. He went back the next day and he enjoyed it.
Yeah, he loved it, to be honest. To be honest, I'm not saying that it was better than the rest of the holiday, but a few days in the evening, he tried to break into the crash to get back into the crash.
Okay. Yeah, because I think it's people go on, how do you know they're actually enjoying it? But like, I think
he fucking loved the crash, mate.
But your daughter didn't go to kids club after that.
No, she wasn't that fussed about it. And we liked hanging out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we
were like, you don't need it for that age.
We don't need it for that age. So it's much nicer to just hang out on the beach with her. To be honest, we were like, if you don't want to go, don't go, because I want to enjoy the holiday with you. Do you know what I mean?
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people on holiday that don't want to spend time with their children.
Yes, there are.
That drop-off's awkward, isn't it? Because I feel like I'm a bit dubious about kids' club. For me, it's like, if they want to go in it and they enjoy it, fine.
Yeah.
But as soon as my kids say, I don't like it in there, they're not going in. Whereas some people are like,
exactly.
I'm having that conversation. And there's another parent going, yeah, you are going in, because I've got tennis in a minute. Get in there.
Who wants to play fucking tennis on holiday? Just sit down.
35 degree heat. Quick game of tennis, really?
Oh, my God.
Any other tales from the holiday you want to share?
Paid 35 euros for an inflatable whale. That was quite expensive.
They do blow it up there, that place.
They blow it up so you can't take it home.
Obviously, no one's buying an inflatable whale at the hotel shop to take home and put up in their local, like, swimming pool.
No, I know. I just gave it to another couple who just arrived.
I quite like that. If you do buy that's passing it on. You passed it on.
I said, keep passing it on. And imagine if we get it next year.
Well, I'm going in July, so I'll try and grab it there.
Are you?
If it's here,
where? You've got to go in half term next year because it's when all the footballers are there. You'll fucking love it.
I don't know. I feel like quite
all. They'll love you. All the footballers love you.
Do they?
Yeah, you're the guy from Rob and Romesh, League of Their Own.
But they're all so young footballers, all like 22.
I know, it is weird,
it's
isn't
awkward.
It?
I'm nearly 40.
It is weird, and they've all got kids.
Well, they're encouraged to settle down, aren't they?
Are they?
Very busy lives. They're playing football, they've got a wife, they've got kids, they've got mistresses. It's non-stop. I don't know how they have the energy. They've got to be fit, those guys, up at 6.
So all in all, it was a semi-successful holiday in that. And do you know what? You instantly only remember the good bits. That's the fact of the matter.
Yes. Are you glad you've gone, or would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am. If crash hadn't worked out, it would have been a non-starter.
That's the thing. You are taking a risk because your son could have quite easily have just gone nap and cried every day.
He had a fucking brilliant time. And it was really nice when it wasn't during a meal. It's just the meals were... the speed he ran away from the table was unbelievable.
So afternoons, so basically you'd go into the creche, have some lunch with him, and then someone would take him back for a nap.
Yeah.
And then basically you can sit around the pool or whatever. But when he was around the pool, around the beach, is he just running?
Yeah, he's trying to get to the shop. But it's quite nice because you're just walking along the beach following him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, you relax into that.
Yeah.
My step count must have been fucking incredible.
Well, I'm glad you're, because you seem more relaxed. So maybe I was wrong relaxed, in that book, yeah. But I definitely think 4 is the magic age.
No. It was a living hell within a day. And I totally get that if you can hit, once we hit 4, it's going to be a different
game. I just
game.
Think holidays at the moment are so expensive as well. Like flights yeah. are insane. It's ridiculous. I just sort of feel like if you've got a 2-year-old and you're like, oh, just sort of feel like, just save the money you would spend, save it. And then you can have, like, you can go proper hardcore when they're 4 and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One final thing.
Go on.
We got there and Rose had forgotten about 4 different things from the packing. And it was a glorious moment for me.
What'd she forgotten?
Waterproof nappies.
Yeah.
Crocs.
And what about for the kids?
Hey, this is good stuff.
Yeah. Waterproof nappy and Crocs. Quite key elements, I'd say, as well.
But do you know what, Rob? They're available to buy, so it's fine.
It's absolutely fine. You know, say what you want about Greece. They do have waterproof nappies.
I've got a terrible feeling when this episode goes out that I'm going to have to do the packing for the next holiday, and it's going to be a fuck. Do you know what? I should do it as a test for the podcast.
No, but you know what? There's no win there, because if you pack for the holiday and you do it really well, she'll be even more livid.
Yeah.
And if you don't pack well, she'll be livid because there's not the right stuff.
Also, when I do my own packing, I do ask her if there's anything I've forgotten about 16 times.
Yeah, I imagine, I think you're quite a heavy communicator when they're packing for holidays. You get quite excited about it.
Well, no, I do my
it.
Packing and then I go, I don't know if this is an annoying habit. I do my packing, think I'll finish, and then I'll go, name some things that you think I've forgotten.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's sort of, she's sort of doing the packing for you then.
Yeah. No, I've broken the back of it.
So, and what did she say? Oh, you've only packed 4 books. You need another one.
No, she won't go into it. She can't go into the snug suitcase. So I'll just say name some items, basically. So it should be in there.
Rose does her and the kids, and you just totally your own world.
Kind of, yeah.
Like my dad and that generation, my mum would have packed his clothes and also buy his clothes.
That's mad,
isn't it?
Isn't
it? Like, my mum would
imagine
buy my...
getting there. And you've had your stuff packed for you.
And you don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Because like, mum's been holiday shopping for dad, and then he gets it, just pulls out some shorts and a t-shirt, puts them on and walks out. And then he'd moan, going, oh, it's a bit tight, isn't it? Well, go down the fucking shop and try it on. She can't. How does she? I buy stuff for myself and I don't know if it fits or not. How are you supposed to know for someone else? It's bad. It's a mad generation leap.
Yeah. There was quite a few Parenting Hell fans there, I should say.
Oh, was there? Any troublemakers?
No, one person came up to me and talked to me and then said, I wouldn't have come up to Rob because I know he doesn't like people coming up to him, but I thought it was safe with you.
That's nice.
I thought, Rob's got it fucking made, eh? Well, he's got a reputation as...
No, I don't mind people coming to say hello, but not when I'm with my kids on holiday, really. No. Like, not...
In a shower.
Well, no, I don't mind, like, if it's a normal chat. But what I would say is, like, I am a friendly person. I make friends on holiday and chat. But if anyone comes up to me and goes, oh, I really like the podcast, that bit with there, that Josh really could have a photo. I'm like, yeah, of course. And I'll do that. But I find it very difficult to make a friend with that person after that encounter.
Yes.
Whereas if someone else is just like, oh, right, you know, having a good day or whatever, is that your kid or like playing, just how you'd normally have a chat.
I still don't know how you make holiday friends. I don't know how you do that, Rob.
No, but if it's just a normal conversation, then you can have but if someone has a photo, then it makes it weird. It's hard to start off, you know, you come at it from a weird point. It's why people that, you know, like single people that end up meeting their partners after gigs.
Oh my word.
I'm like, that's a weird dynamic to start life off.
That is a strange. We met because they were a fan of me.
Where did you meet? Well, basically she followed me on Instagram for 6 months and then found out where I used to go shopping. And then she popped in and said hello. We had a couple of photos and then it just blossomed from there.
The main thing we had in common is we both love me. So
we really bonded over that, actually.
We're both huge fans
of me.
Just
my narcissism needed some backup.
Rob,
yeah.
Shall we finish off with some emails, or have you got anything to tell me about your life?
Not really, I don't think. It's sort of like all the house move stuff. It's sort of a bit like, you know, when it's like nothing's funny when you're in it.
Yeah.
It's like it's just like boxes and there's just stuff everywhere. And then I just cut like, and then you just find stuff and there's just shit everywhere.
We're still not done and we're 5 years in.
What, there's still boxes you haven't unpacked?
No, but there's still stuff where we're like, oh, we should do that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, yeah. So I was getting a bit down about it where I was like, oh, that needs to be looked at, or we need to do that, we need to do that. And I think sometimes you get so obsessed about what you need to do, you forget what you've done. Because you've like ticked it off in your head. So trying to be a bit calmer, but not really. The kids are all good. They're in school, really busy with birthday parties. We've got holiday coming up in July. Just sort of ticking along, really. No major.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Oh, no, this happened. I don't know if I told you this. Yeah. What the teacher's gone off on maternity leave. So there's a new teacher in for the last term. She came out and said to Lou, oh, hello. I believe you're the class rep. I need to let all the parents know something or other. Lou went, no, that's my husband, Rob. She went, yeah, I've been told that as well, but everyone just said it's basically you. That's not okay, is it?
No.
That's bang out of order.
Yeah. So do you agree with that analysis?
No. Lou organised a Christmas present for the teachers that I didn't do because I was working. But apart from that, I've been forwarding on all the WhatsApp messages.
Yeah, that's
just because the job isn't that demanding. Do you know what's happened though? I feel a bit like Donald Trump. You know when he got in, there's certain things I think I should be doing, but the other parents have sort of gone, he probably won't be able to do that, or won't do it, or will forget. So let's just take that away from him, and we'll just get on with it.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm there as the figurehead, but I'm not actually doing anything. And they go, oh, just tell him, yeah, Boris, Donald Trump type, just tell him that he has to forward on the WhatsApps and he'll do that. And he feels like he's doing a job. So, but I'm quite happy with that, actually. You know, I'm happy to accept that as my fate. But, that was that they needed class helpers to parent volunteers to go on a school trip to like Drusilla's Park or something like that, which is that's a serious like long day of that is at a zoo.
Yeah.
They needed two, and then I sent it on the parents group. No replies, absolutely nothing, right? And then the text went out to see what dads wanted to play football on the Sunday. Loads of replies. All from dads. And then I went back onto parent group. I went, lads, not getting much traffic on the parent group about the school trip, but you want to play football? Just saying that. And then they were all like, yeah, no, nothing major to report from that. I'm solo parenting for 3 or 4 days when Lou goes to watch Beyonce in Amsterdam. So I'm sure plenty to report there.
And then next week we'll have come back from Glastonbury. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
Or is that the one after all we'll have recorded that? God knows. Who knows anymore, Rob?
What's that noise?
The police.
Oh, don't get that round my way. Now I'm in the countryside. No, it's very calm.
No, exactly.
I tell you what I'm doing a lot of though, pulling over. Pulling over in the little lanes.
Oh, yeah.
You must have been. Did you miss that from the countryside, pulling over?
Not pulling hugely.
Pulling in a bit.
Yeah. Well, you go in.
You want to get really close to the bush, but not touch it.
Oh, well, I don't want to talk about it.
Then I get in the car and start driving.
Really good, actually. I really enjoyed
that. It's really good fun. All right, let's do a quick correspondence and small business. And then,
okay, you do a correspondence, then I'll get my small business ready.
Okay, here we go. Burnt genitalia fail.
Okay. Yeah, that is a fail.
Hi, guys. I just had to reach out and tell you this story.
I was trying to burn my genitalia, but failed.
You should come around and pop it on my light. I had to reach out and tell you this story after something you mentioned on the podcast. It was a story about a woman touching her husband's penis with oven gloves after getting something out of the oven. So here's my tale for you. Years ago, my cousin put something in the oven. I remember when she grabbed his knob. Yeah. Years ago, my cousin put something in the oven. It's worth pointing out the oven door opened from the top and then jumped in the shower. When he got out, he put on his dressing gown and went to check his dinner. As he's squatting down to check the food, his balls stuck to the hot glass.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I get it. Top down, so it's like a bake-off oven on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh my god. How low are his balls?
Oh my word.
So he's basically squatted over the door of the oven.
And his pendulous testicles landed.
Huge, wobbly, low nuts. As he squatted down to check the food, his balls stuck to the hot glass. He had to peel them off and go to hospital with them in a pint. In a pint glass of ice.
Oh my god.
Red balls and red face. God. Thanks for the laughs, Ellie and Cornwall. They're fucking weird. It's Cornwall for you, isn't it?
Oh, down there.
You down there
place.
With old red nuts.
Jamie Rednutz.
Oh, Jamie Rednutz in his Skechers and a dressing gown. Oh my God, that is awful. We've had loads of correspondence, so we'll do some
correspondence episodes.
Some more of them coming up. Right, small business. What you got, Josh?
Hi, Rob and Josh, long-term listener here. I listened since day one, even though I had no kids. I have one kid now, a four-month-old, so I'm in the trenches, as you would say. I want to see if you give a shout-out to my best friend, Small Business. She's a photographer who takes photos of babies and kids of all ages. She started her business in lockdown whilst on maternity leave and works like a powerhouse whilst raising two beautiful boys. Her style is beautiful, and she has so many returning customers because she gives so much time and works so hard. She's based in Essex, Billericay to be exact, has a studio at the end of her garden. She spends all her time taking and editing her photos that I wanted to try and help her with some exposure. Her Instagram is at Little Pickles, plural, photo. Little Pickles photo. Thanks, Sam.
Lovely stuff. I've got this one here. This is Hannah in Surrey near Dorking. Hi, Josh and Rob. I would really appreciate a small business shout out for my mother-in-law's dyslexia testing center. She bit the bullet and quit her job and set it up recently. If you're looking for a dyslexia assessment for children or adults, then check out her website, dyslexiatestcenter.co.uk. Dyslexia, D-Y-S-L-E-X-I-A, which is an absolute joke of a spelling for people with dyslexia. I've got to change that. It's an old cliched observational comedy joke, but it's a fucking joke of a word. Yeah. Dyslexiatestcenter.co.uk. I know that your podcast reaches far and wide and all the assessments are run online, so it can be accessed anywhere in the world. Can't wait to see you sexy beasts at the O2. Oh, this is an old message. Especially as I get the night off from my three-year-old and six-month-old twins. That's Hannah in Surrey near Dorking. Dyslexiatestcenter.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening.
There we go.
I'll see you next time, Josh.
Yawning, sorry.
It's too chilled now, aren't you?
Just too chilled. See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
All right, Friday.
Bye.